From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fierce fighting between militants and government forces at Libya's only international airport killed 20 and left more than 60 wounded Monday. Mitiga Airport in Tripoli was shut down for most of Monday, and it's unclear when flights can fully resume. The airport is a former military base and has been used for civilian flights since the regular airport was damaged by fighting 4 years ago. Libya's internationally recognized government says armed militants attacked the airport, where more than 2,500 people are jailed for various crimes. The government statement said the attack was aimed at the release of terrorists belonging to the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, as well as other groups from the detention center. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 31 people and wounding at least 100 more. The blasts happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. There's been no claim of responsibility so far, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Last month, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory over ISIS, but insurgent attacks have continued nonetheless in various parts of Iraq. India and Pakistan exchanged gunfire Monday in the disputed Kashmir region, killing several soldiers on both sides. Each side blamed the other for starting the altercation, giving its own figures for the number of dead. India accuses Pakistan of sending militants across the border to carry out terrorist activities on its soil. Pakistan, on the other hand, accuses India of grave human rights violations. This is VOA News. South Africa's two top political